Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So tell me, can you look me in the eyes? Oh, it's a cool place in this egg. It's cooler if you bottle it up now. Wait till you get older. It's the Chats with Cats podcast. It's Rick, it's Dan, it's Mark, it's me, it's you. We're here, we're together, and we're in love. How you going?
Bango, good to be back. Dan, how are you going? Good?
Yeah, not too bad. You got your puffer out. Are you struggling?
No, I'm just touching it.
Oh, okay.
I'm a fidgeter. I just like fidgeting with things.
Do you fidget a lot?
I do. Hey, I want to talk about some stuff. I've moved some stuff on the list, but I've also got something else that happened today that I sent into the group, and we can't let it go too long without talking about it.
Okay.
There's a ride, a show ride, and someone forgot to buckle in I think it was 12 or 13-year-old kid.
What, the ride guy?
Yeah. And they were just about, it was one of those rides that goes whoom, straight up in the air. It's just on one of those vertical platforms.
Get fucked.
This for you, I reckon. I'm not sure about you. I know you don't like heights, but I think...
I hate heights. But horrible.
I think you could hit... Like, if you were on the ride and they forgot to put your harness on...
Is this like the giant drop at Dreamworld?
So it was something like that, yeah.
Okay, no, it's a no for me, yeah.
Could you imagine?
Do you know that when you get that height feeling and you get butterfly? I'm getting that thinking about this right now.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about heights... Mm. And you get that feeling you get from heights.
Or watching a video of heights and you get the feeling?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you picture yourself there and you're like, oh no, I don't want any of that shit.
I don't want to touch it.
So, terrifying scenes as a four-year-old boy is left unrestrained seconds from being flung into the air on a ride at the Sydney Royal Easter Show.
So, he comes off.
So, this is, no, seconds before
he would have been flung into the air. I've seen photos and... You could imagine what's happened. The ride started and then people have alerted the ride operator to turn the fucking thing on.
Yeah. So, and apparently it was just some carny woman sitting in her booth. She didn't even get out. She was just like, oh yeah, boop, press the emergency stop button. So now they're doing some, you know, inquest or looking into how it's happened. But let me just show you. I mean, if you picture, you know, an understandable mistake, it's like, oh shit, he had the thing on but I forgot to buckle him up. This is like the whole cage thing. Like,
listeners,
this is obviously an audio medium, a podcast. You imagine like a roll cage that they haven't even tried to pull it down.
So it's a bar that sits above your head that is pulled down around the front of you.
And yes. This thing isn't even around them and undone. It is above their head.
Oh.
So it's like an obvious mistake.
Is that just like...
It's a visual mistake.
I've been doing my job too long and I now have just not... I don't care anymore. Like, not I don't care anymore, but I've just gotten complacent.
You're heading in the right direction. Yeah.
Hey, didn't something happen at Dreamworld again as well?
Oh, who knows?
I know about this.
Someone fell off the Tower of Terror?
No, it was like a... What's the thing that goes around? The carousel? A little kid came off of that. Yep. Google that. Google Dreamworld carousel.
Dreamworld carousel.
I'm pretty sure... within the week, some kid had like a really bad head injury, had to go to hospital, could have died too.
Yeah.
But I remember going to Movie World, must have been about 10, 11. Remember Lethal Weapon, that ride? Have you ever seen it?
Scary.
So scary. It was a great ride. Meant to...
It's like it goes up and...
Up and around. Yeah. It's meant to make you feel what it would feel like to roll in a car. And they have like a... They used to have like a cool video at the start that would show you what, you know, what you're about to experience.
That's funny how they justify the ride with the name. Like, oh, Lethal Weapon. What happened in that movie? People got shot. People flipped in a car. Oh, yeah, that's what we'll do. Like, it's funny.
But I was like still pretty big for like a 12-year-old. Not as in fat, but as in tall. But
you were pretty big for a 12-year-old. I think you've always been pretty small for a whatever-year-old.
Yeah, fair enough. So anyway, they pulled the thing down and I could definitely, if I wanted to, if I wasn't holding on, just slip out of the seat to death. So when this thing took off, I was like, if I'm not holding on for my life, I will not have a life. They're bad rides, man.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more shit didn't go worse before.
So this is only from 4 hours ago. Rides across the state's most popular theme parks are temporarily closing down after a 12-year-old sustained head injuries on a Movie World carousel.
Oh, so it was.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely.
I've heard that they're, unfortunately, permanent injuries.
Oh, so you did know about this?
I've heard, if we're talking about the same thing.
Dreamworld closed, Shrek's Ogre Go Round.
I think it might be a different one.
What a clever name, Ogre Go Round.
That's such a shit name.
Yeah, don't mind it.
There is no requirement for carousels to be shut down.
We don't always agree on this podcast.
They're voluntarily closing them down. Of course they are. Because the poor kid's just got brain damage.
Oh my
Actual God. Brain damage. That's fucked.
I think it is the same one.
Speaking about you guys being scared of everything, what is the best show ride that you would have ever been on?
I reckon...
because I was such a pussy, I always liked the rainbow. The one that goes up and around and up and around. And it was like the coolest ride as a kid that I could deal with that was still sort of cool to go on. So like if I rocked up and someone was like, let's go on that ride, I'd be like secretly like, no. The rainbow, and everyone would be like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. And I could psychologically deal with that.
Yeah.
Any other ride... Fuck no. It took me so many years to build up the guts to go on the Hangover. So that was the one that spun around and going upside down is like horrible.
That's not even fun.
It's not, but like I don't know who I went on it with, but like they talked me into it.
One of my favourites is the pirate ship. You know, the one that just goes up and down. You get the gut feeling.
That's
but
the same as the rainbow. Yeah.
You're not getting flung out of that thing. Yeah. Like that's just... It's all I could handle.
I've never understood the thrill of the ride, which is why I want to return the old skydiving, you know.
Have you still got that?
Yeah.
You spoke about that episode one, I reckon.
I know. And
when does it expire?
Yeah, great question. This year on my birthday. I think you got 2 years.
Oh.
Should you come watch me?
Oh, we'll film it.
And just give me support. Like,
are you going to do it?
Put it this way, I'm closer now than I was like...
What happened? Did you Google this shit?
Well, you know how like Facebook check like your searches, and you were talking the other episode about, you know, how they target you? A few weeks after I was looking up like, what are the chances of dying? What do I see on Facebook? Like, man in his late 20s, so my age, dies after chute won't open. So him and his instructor died.
Where?
Talk about Facebook not wanting to encourage you to fucking go skydiving.
Where was this?
This would have been like a year ago.
Venezuela or something?
Yeah, I think you had more information on
it. I think
it
was
then.
In Australia.
Oh, no.
Just the thing I didn't need to hear.
It's so terrifying.
If you're not going to do it, can I do it? Can you gift it to me?
Why don't you buy it at him for half price? What did
I'm
I say you should
buy
do?
Buy it at him? He's not going to use it.
All right.
Well, but just be nice. Give him something.
Kiss.
I'm not kidding. It's not going to go to waste. I will give it to you.
It's $500, isn't it, from memory?
About that. Imagine if I gave it to Rick and Rick died.
Oh, that would be not very good, but amazing. Like one of those people that misses a flight and it goes down.
Yeah. Our next 15 episodes. Oh, God.
Oh, and then it would be your payback for not giving him any money for the ticket.
Oh, God. Imagine if I did pay for it and I died. That'd be even worse.
Yeah, that would be very, very, very bad. Oh, man.
I feel like, okay, I'm not going to let this thing pass and go, I didn't use it, it's over. I promise everyone, you guys, everyone listening, Rick will get the skydive pass if I decide not to do it. And the cutoff date is New Year's Eve this year.
Okay, but you're going to have to book before they go on their holiday or whatever it is. So let's wipe out at the end of December. Well, so now you've got even less time.
How long do you...
Is it going to be La Nina still? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Is the wind going to be howling?
How much notice
I would
do
think,
you give?
I would think a month, probably.
Nah. Yeah. If you rang today, I reckon you get him by next week.
Okay. So let's say, worst case scenario, a fortnight. So let's wipe out half a month and a fortnight. There goes a month. What are we now? April. So you've got 6 and a bit months, I reckon.
I feel like I'm due for something bad to happen if I was gone. I can't win the lottery.
Mate, your car just broke down.
I can't win my draft stars. Maybe I'm due for something bad.
Haven't had sex in 6 months.
Something like really unlikely. Well, no?
Maybe it's this. Maybe it's not. Why don't you just try?
That's a really negative attitude. You won tennis recently. You won football. You came third best on ground. You got 28 touches, give or take 12. It's fine. Everything's going chipper for you.
All right, I'm jumping. I'm doing it.
Yes.
Are you, give it out of 10.
Where is it at, Victor Harbour?
I forget the company, but right now I've had a few beers, so I'm sitting at like a 1 in 3. When I wake up tomorrow, maybe a 1 in 10.
A 1 in 3?
That's 30%. High. Dude, last year I would have been a 1 in fucking 10.
Well, were you joking about your show ride, by the way? Is that your favourite one?
The pirate ship.
What's the best one you've ever been on?
Oh, no, it was just like when I was not heaps keen on going extreme. It was just, yeah, that's fun. I'll do that over
when
and over.
When I went to the Royal Show in year 8 with my girlfriend, so we were like 13, pretty cute.
Oy.
She encouraged me to go on the Scorpion. Remember the Scorpion?
Mm.
Dizziest fucking ride ever. And I had like had a few soft drinks, probably had a dag or dog, you know, some fucking fairy floss, a bag of popcorn. Get on the ride, get off. It ruined the whole day for me. I was throwing up for the next like 5 hours.
Did you have vertigo?
I don't know what I had, but I had throwing up. What okay. I had.
All right.
I was throwing up everywhere. It ruined the day. And I looked at her and I said, I told you I didn't want to go on that. She's like, okay, now I get it.
Yeah, but it's too late then.
I know.
I'm going to give you...
Show's over.
The listeners are screaming at their car radios. The poor bloke in the office with these AirPods in is yelling and everyone's looking over at him like, what the hell is that guy doing? This is the progression of show rides for normal people who aren't scared of the shadow. The Skydiver. Do you remember the Skydiver? It's still around.
What is it? Explain it
to us. I can't remember. No, the Paratrooper.
Making less sense the more words
I really
you say.
Want to dismiss Rick because he's flexing about rides to us that are pussies. Whatever. Yeah.
The Paratrooper. You get up and it's like you're in these little parachute thingies and then it goes up and around. And
I have
like
seen this.
Really cool when you were younger.
It's ringing
actually
a
pretty good ride too when you're older. So don't write it off.
Okay.
Then what about the Gravitron?
Oh, what it says.
Yeah, I love that.
How good was the Gravitron?
And you could actually see people as you're spinning vomiting in front of you on the other side of the Gravitron.
But what happens to the vomit?
It just sticks against the wall.
It flies out and comes back into your face and the person next to you.
Yeah.
So anyone that was next to me on that ride, if I was to ever go on it, would have my food on their face for the whole ride and they wouldn't be able to do anything.
And you can't get off or stop it.
Oh. What about the dude in the booth just watching? That would have been a cool job. Just like, another spew.
How annoying how often you have to clean that though.
What about that job? Literally there just all day just like rotating slowly. Oh. Like $25 an hour to do this. Not bad.
But the best part of the Gravitron was, you remember that he was like, all right, you can move around now. And then like as a young kid, you were so stuck that you couldn't move. But then you got a bit older and you could like put yourself upside down.
Didn't the wall sort of slide up a little bit?
Cut the crap.
Have you been on the Gravitron?
Yeah.
I've never done it because I don't want
it. It's not even that scary.
Can you actually get your arms off the wall?
Oh, not when you're younger, you can't. Literally, I remember when the first time I went on it, I would have been just at the height restriction and I was stuck so hard the whole time. I was trying to do it and I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, I've just answered your question from a few minutes ago in my head.
Yeah.
Harry Potter ride in Japan.
Oh my God, I've got the best story about this.
It's so fucking good. So you get strapped in and you're hanging. So there's no feet or seat. You're just literally like sitting forward. But then the whole ride, it's virtual reality through a dark cave.
I've got the best story about this. This sums up where I am as an individual when it comes to rides. Alana and I went on the ride in Japan, the Harry Potter ride. We're talking about the same thing. I look at the sign at the start and it says, if you've been smoking marijuana, do not ride this ride because you might have.
What are you doing smoking weed in Japan?
I wasn't, but I just remember seeing that.
That was even a thing in
Correct.
Japan.
Correct. I wasn't smoking weed that day, but I did look at that sign and it was a red flag. I'm like, why would they even need to say that? I hop on the ride and it's a virtual reality roller coaster that's probably doing fuck all, but because you're seeing all these Harry Potter visuals about him riding the fucking broom or whatever, you're like, this is fucking intense. Anyway, 20 seconds in, I'm freaking out at how full-on and scary this ride is. So in order for me to
high-pitched
feel...
High-pitched scream.
It's not even scary.
I reckon it's a high-pitched scream
it's
coming
a
out
re- No, it's a really, really scary ride. I was so scared. It was just too much for me. The only way I could stop it from happening and it would be okay, just to shut the eyes. And when, once you shut the eyes, everything's okay. I remember saying to Alana mid-ride, I swear I'm not making this shit up. I look at her and I go, it'll be over soon, don't worry. Because I'm thinking that she's in the same headspace as me. Like, she's freaking out. The ride finishes and I'm like, oh my God, thank God. I look at her and I'm like, are you okay? Thinking she's going to be like, I was scared. She's like, what are you talking about? I love the ride. I'm like, I just suck on rides. Like, yeah. I was genuinely trying to reassure her that she'd be okay. And she's like having a great time. And I'm there like shutting my eyes, like scared as fuck.
And she dumped him a week later.
I'm just no good on rides, man.
I think we've just found the scale of legends at rides. He holds pole position in number one.
I've got to wrap this up in a bow. The best ride to ever be invented. And I'm taking roller coasters out of this because they've got an unfair advantage. They go cool places and whatever. The best ride ever invented for a show ride is the Zipper. Do you remember the Zipper?
I remember
the Zipper. The name. You're in like a metal cage?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
The best.
Oh, I can't remember it.
I'll show you. I've got it up here.
He's literally naming every ride.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting. That's basically like...
So you're in this little cage and it starts off and it just goes up and up and up and then the whole thing starts spinning and the cages just go...
So it's like a Ferris wheel, but your cage spins as well.
As a kid...
At a fast pace.
The Zipper was/is
I've seen that ride.
Best. Ride ever.
I've seen that ride as a kid. I would have preferred to walk to the animal section and fucking eat fucking pig shit than go on that fucking ride.
It was a big haul.
It was fucking, it looked so bad.
So I almost
threw up looking at the people on the ride.
So the Zipper was a big spewy ride. Not for me, but for other people.
Because I remember big one. Man, big tough fan.
Because I'm a bit better than you. Yep. I remember one day I went on, I think it was with a friend of mine named Michael Holding. And I remember...
That's a cricketer.
We were like...
You've made this up. That's a West Indian cricketer.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I remember we were like, let's see how many spins in a row we can get. And we got up to like 14 spins in a row. And it was like, oh my God.
Oh, so you have like control over the ride?
Oh, you can use your momentum a little bit. I don't know how much it really does. Yeah. But yeah, you rock back and forth.
So you made it worse.
So much better.
You know, that's a good story, but I once went on a ride with this guy called Shane Warne.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, yes, Shane.
So we got off the Zipper and Richie Beno said, did you get two?
It was magnificent ride, that. Really super staff.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right.
That's brilliant.
The next one is, so this is, I'm going to lead into the invention that I was telling you about that I think someone needs to come up with.
Oi, did you... You haven't heard that? Oh, he hasn't heard that episode because he doesn't listen to anything. Fucking my invention's best.
That's not true. I listened to an episode the other
week. Yours are terrible. This would actually help people, not dropping fucking polystyrene balls into the abyss.
I never said polystyrene.
Oh, whatever. Some sort of plastic janky.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you about the life alarm later on.
All right. Now, I want to ask you guys before I get into this invention, what are your hangover symptoms? Do you get bad headaches? Do you feel sick in the tummy? Are you just tired? Like, what is it for you?
Tired.
Nothing too full on, just questioning my existence. Massive anxiety, panic attacks. Besides that, I feel perfectly fine. What about you guys? No, honestly, dehydration, dizziness, and just wanting to stay in bed and eat really bad food.
Yeah, I'm headache and tired. That's it.
Okay. Mine is definitely headache, is numero uno. But then as the day goes on, I can't cool my head down. If I'm hungover, my head is hot and I can't cool it down. So my invention, I was driving home from Millicent the other day, went home to see my mum for a birthday. Shout out to mum, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Lovely. Had Moss in the car with me. We're cruising back. And I was I wasn't super hungover, but as the day got on, my head was getting hot. And I was like, I'm a little bit hungover. And I'm driving down the road in my nice car, and I'm fucking playing around with the air conditioning vents to try and get them to blow on the right part of my face. And I cannot get, for the life of me, in my driving position, I cannot get these things to blow on. Specifically, my ears were burning, like they were on fucking fire, and it was really uncomfortable. I can't get the fucking air conditioning vents to blow in the right spot. So I was thinking to myself, how good would this invention be? If there was some sort of sensor, like let's say your console has a picture of a human face or like torso, and you click on parts of the body that you want the air to go. So you could say, all right, I don't want it in my eyes, but I need some air on my ears. And you click on the ears and the vents automatically tilt and they sense where your ears are. Because you fucking move that air conditioning vent a millimeter and it goes from blowing on this side of your face to over here at the window. It's so frustrating.
I was about to say, choosing, say, your face versus your ear, that's like a gap of that much.
Mm.
Like, it would have to be a pretty accurate.
It's pretty precise, but I feel like for them to get this technology
right. I couldn't
even
get the air to blow on my face the other day. I was like, I had to lean into the center of the car to get the air on my face. I was basically like.
Is it only this car, though? I was giving the
fucking air conditioning knob Eskimo kisses.
Maybe. Are you launching a new feature to the new Mazda car right now?
Sure. Let's do it.
Fuck yeah. I like that.
Face recognition. Boop, boop, boop. Air. Beep. Ears, face.
I don't know. I don't love it only because it only helps you. You're the only one with a hot head. No, one, I haven't heard anyone complain about hot head syndrome in a car.
No one likes to complain, Dan.
What do you mean? They always do.
No.
Okay. Tell me this. If you sit in another car, are you having the same problem?
Yes. Every car. Anyway, that's my invention. I reckon it's got legs. I reckon if someone can make that work, I will buy that car.
What would you spend extra on a car with that feature?
At least $3,000.
What?
Yeah. Think about all the technology you need for that. Facial recognition, buttons to do extra stuff.
Why don't you wind the window down?
You're driving along the road at 115 kilometres an hour, 110, sorry, not breaking the speed limit, and there's bugs everywhere. You're not winding the window down. You're not a dog. You're not taking that risk.
I don't know. I'm not buying the invention. I don't mind it, but I don't love it.
All right. I, as a man who has a wife, been in a relationship for years, I don't have these opportunities anymore, but I think I've got something for you, Mark, to meet women.
Yeah.
Something I saw the other day was genius.
Yeah.
Took Mossy down. Moss and Ren? Just Moss. One of the, I can't remember. No, it was both the boys, actually. Took the boys down to the park the other day. Nice park down at Brighton. Beautiful day. And as we got out of the car, I can hear music. I was like, there's not normally music down here. This is strange. Anyway, get out, wandering around in the playground, and there's a guy down there busking. Fairly attractive looking dude.
And what, a guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Playing guitar, and he had like a little backing track. I think he was trying to sell a CD or something like that. But I'm thinking to myself, he's not here trying to make money. He's trying to find mummies. He's trying to find mummies.
What gave you that impression?
Is he on the tune?
Tell me I'm wrong here. Some dude who's selling a CD, got a backing track, playing his music. He was actually like pretty good, quite a good singer. He's not down there trying to sell CDs. He's down there trying to find his new family.
You reckon?
Absolutely. And I reckon there's something in this for Mark. You have openly said that you quite like the MILF
category.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, I do.
Can you play an instrument though?
No, I definitely cannot. I cannot sing I cannot play an instrument.
You need to learn because I'm telling you, if that was my gig, if I was into the MILF category,
you'd be all over it.
That is fucking genius.
How many girls came up and spoke to him?
Oh, there was probably about 8 or 9 mums there. And they weren't going up and talking to him, but some of them like gave the kid a dollar and he'd go and throw it in the thing and he'd be like, oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, right. And you could see the mum was like sitting a little bit giddy over on the side.
Isn't the best tactic the old get a puppy? That's the best tactic. Forget the busking, mate. It's all about taking a puppy to a park.
Because then they want to get real close to you.
Because they all want to chat. And it's not about you. It's about the dog. But once they're talking to you because they have to meet the dog, then you start to...
See, you're speaking right now like someone who's never played music.
Yeah, which I haven't.
You need
and
to.
And I look at you two. You need... Obviously, I know that you two have. So you two can, you know... So
what are you saying?
What I'm saying is Dan's got his talent with music. You have.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to play an instrument.
You can play the spoons.
The triangle?
Yeah.
Do women like the triangle?
Tambourine?
Yeah.
We'll go down and we'll play a little duo and you can be on the triangle and you can roam around and get to know the ladies.
I feel like Mike would be fire with the recorder, like in school.
Actually, I've got a story. We all rocked up to singing for the choir, right? Mm. And they all took it in turns, like singing, like, and we were singing as a group and then they wanted to hear us individually. So the girl that I entered with was actually a really good singer. So they heard her. They're like, oh, you're in the choir. And they heard me and they're like, excuse me, Mark, just one more time. And I sang again and they're like, yeah, just step outside here. And I pretty much like,
did you get fired on the door? Spot?
I got told to leave.
Oh, shame.
And like, that's what I realized, like at an early age as a kid, like you're not a singer. Like, put it away, mate. Like, you can't do music. And that's when I...
That's a crush. Imagine if you turned out to be amazing, though. Like, you just...
Yeah, but maybe that was the time when, like, things could have gone my way. But, like, I was really bad. Yeah.
That's crap. Do you know why that...
What, you reckon they should encourage kids that are bad at singing?
I've experienced this.
That's a true story. Like, I genuinely got shut down.
I used to play in, like, school bands, and we used to be the band... So they pick all the best musicians from around the area.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And then you play in the band that is the choir ensemble's concert for the end of the year.
Yeah.
And some of the fucking singers that I heard from behind that drum kit sitting in the choir, even though that's the whole choir singing, you can tell some of them are just like a fart in a bottle. Like absolutely horrendous, like screeching cats. Terrible.
Yeah.
I think they should have just encouraged you. You're going to be up there with 20 other kids. No one's going to be able to hear your little off pitch. Ooh, la, la.
Or maybe like, saying really loudly, so they're like, there's no way we can hide this kid.
Can you give us a bar?
I can't do it.
What's your favourite song?
I can't do it. I really don't want to do it. I'm so bad at singing. I truly am. I really am.
I thought you were a guy like you, just a bit of confidence, mate.
Mate, I know what I'm good at and what I'm not good at.
Fair enough.
Know your boundaries.
Anyway, this bloke, I just think it was such a great idea. Busk anywhere, but if you want to go and find a captive audience, some single hot mum, he would have had her eaten out the palm of his hand.
But he didn't. And he went home single, didn't he?
I don't know. I left.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, moving on. What do you got for us?
All right, I've had an argument with a few people at work about this. Okay, so you guys are tonight drinking out beers out of cans.
Yeah.
Why did you choose cans over bottles? Was it price or was it just...
It was because buying a carton is 24, right? And we didn't want to drink that much alcohol. Mm-hmm. And a 10-pack is a good amount for tonight, but that only comes in cans. So
if you had same price, same thing...
Bottles.
You'd 100%. Always go bottles.
Yeah.
You?
100%.
It's an interesting one.
I think the beer tastes better out of a bottle.
I'm quite happy to drink cans. Like, I actually do like drinking beer out of cans, but it depends what beer it is.
Oh, so it varies on product.
Yeah. So if I was to drink Pure Blondes, I'd rather drink them out of cans than bottles. If I drink Super Dries, could go either way.
Yeah.
If I drink VB, it has to be over a long neck.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so this is funny you said that.
What about a VB out of a bottle?
No.
So only long neck.
Long necks.
Yeah, that's a psychological thing, that is, yeah. I reckon.
Or cans. I can have it out of a can, but I prefer it out of a long neck.
Wow. I've just turned to a can man. I've been bottles for 20 years. And you know what it is? I'm sick of getting rid of the bottle caps. That's it.
They appear everywhere after a big night.
I'm sick of them. Oh. You know what?
Actually, I was thinking about this the other day. Why, when you go somewhere and drink, you take a beer out of the fridge, you crack the bottle cap, and you put it on the bench, which is always right near the bin?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put it in the fucking bin?
I got into a habit of doing it all the time, but then it annoyed me. I thought, now I can just go beer straight to the couch or beer straight outside. I don't have to stop off, turn around. And you know what? Some of those super dry bottles, some are really easy to come off. Yeah. Some other ones are really hard and they actually start cutting into your hand.
And also, you've got facts on them, right? So you can actually read what's on them. So throwing them away, you lose that little fact.
That's true, but I reckon...
Because you can have like a little trivia night at the end of the night.
Nah, I reckon that died years ago.
You reckon?
Do you remember when it first came in and it was such a big thing? You'd crack your beer and you'd be like, oh. Ask everyone a question, but now it's like that novelty is gone.
Mm, yeah, it's and now they're not even real questions. It's like, oh, this guy won 7 things.
Discuss.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
Discuss it. We're too lazy to come up with anything. You guys do it. That's what they've done. Handballed their job to us, drunk. That's no good. Okay, so we're all over the place with beers and bottles. We'll say leaning probably more towards bottles then.
Yeah.
Why is it that if beer, a lot of the time you can get a bottle with, right?
Mm.
Stubbies, whatever. But when you go to a pre-mixed bourbon and Coke or a Scotch and Coke, the bottles are very hard to find these days. There's only a few that still do bottles. Jack Daniels.
I rarely see that. It's always cans.
See?
Yeah, I'm the same. Probably price. Maybe bottles are more
probably
expensive.
Probably because when people drink them, they want to hit people over the head and they feel as though it's safer to fucking...
That's a fucking great point. Yeah.
There was like legislation in 2005 to stop Bundy in a bottle.
All right, let's step out the liquor space. If you go to a can of Coke, whether it's no sugar or not, are you bottle, plastic bottle, glass bottle or can?
Glass bottle.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know, like if you go to a... restaurant or whatever it is, a pub or something, and you've got a choice of having either a pre-mixed sloppy piece of shit that comes out of the tap they haven't cleaned in 6 months with the syrup that's gone off in the basement. Do you know actually what? I used to work at a pub, and where we stored our syrup, it was literally like you could hide bodies down there and no one would find them. It was disgusting.
What do you mean?
Jeepers creepers sort of stuff?
It was like, so you'd go underneath the floor of the what used to be the old dance floor, and it was this like dingy little underground basement.
Got no lighting.
No lighting. There was like no headspace either. So it was like up to here. You had to crouch down. You had to climb through. There was cobwebs everywhere. It was like moldy and dark. It was horrible. And you'd go in and you'd hook up these post-mix bloody syrup things and then you'd go back up and
so you wouldn't be able to tell if it was contaminated.
No idea. Disgusting. Yucky.
I think, okay, you know my most hated thing is soft drink out of a plastic bottle. I think it tastes so bad.
I don't drink a heap of soft drink, but if I'm going to, it will either be, if I'm going to drink Coke, It'll be a can of full strength Coke. We spoke about that last time, not the zero sugar. If I'm going to drink Pepsi, I prefer a can of Pepsi Max. But if I'm at a hotel and you can get the glass bottles, something about it. I don't know if it's nostalgic, but it's just...
He's all over the shop. What are you?
Like scrambled eggs.
I think soft drink is way better in a glass bottle, for sure.
Thank you.
But I don't know why, but like it could be psychological, but compared to a can, glass every time.
But that's another thing. Like how often do you get the option of glass with soft drink?
See...
At restaurants.
That's... No, but like what Dan is saying is there's more of an opportunity to have it out of a can. Like glass is not as available, but if someone had the choice, maybe they'd choose that.
Like if you're going to the supermarket or a service station, you're more than likely have a choice of can or plastic bottle.
Yeah.
Glass bottle's rare. Yeah.
And it's in like a four pack, not like single.
So maybe that's part of the appeal of it is that
it's rarer.
Oh, haven't seen that for a while. And you go, I'll have one of those, thanks. And then she goes, $3.50, thanks. And you go, what the fuck have I just spent money for? It's 250 mils of sugar syrup.
Yeah. Oh, waste. It is what it is. But that's interesting. It'd be good to get a tally from like all the listeners and see what everyone thought on soft drinks. Because I don't think – you always think you know where it's going to land and it usually won't, especially with that sort of thing.
But yes, yes, yes. Something that's troubled me recently. Remember when you first got your mobile phone, you didn't have any internet reception. It was just analog. You could make calls. You could send text messages. That's it. Then 3G came in and it was – wow, you're going to have the fastest internet of your whole life. 3G is here. Everyone was freaking out. 3G. Oh, yeah, I've got 3 bars of 3G. Now I can download this. And we're looking at videos on your phones and sending MMS messages and all sorts of stuff.
That was the day the world changed.
The world opened up. Then telecom company said, sorry, that's actually not good enough. You're going to need 4G. This is going to change your life. Fastest internet ever. You're going to be able to send dick pics, Snapchat, YouTube, Facebook, your life's about to change. Now, 5G's in, far out. You can watch as much porn as you want, dick pics, Snapchat, no Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, streaming.
Have you noticed a difference with 5G?
Yeah, probably. It might be faster. The thing that puzzles me is when you had 3G and 4G came in and 3G was still around, you'd have 4 bars of 3G and your phone would run like shit, and then you go to 1 bar of 4G and your phone would go faster. Now, if you've got 1 bar of 4G, your phone is a fucking potato. Yeah. You cannot do anything on your phone with 1 bar of 4G. Why?
So in a few years, there'll be like 8G and it'll suck?
Yeah.
Well, you when I call him sometimes, his phone will drop out at his house, and he's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Dodgy.
And then there's some spots around here where it just fucking cuts out, but we're in the middle of fucking civilization. I don't know why Telstra's like, oh, we've almost fucking conquered Australia with our telecom. No, you fucking haven't.
Yeah, we've got 99% coverage. What? So Mark lives in the 1% where there's no internet, no service?
No, they're talking about population areas. But the thing is, I was driving down the coastline the other day and I was fucking in and out like a fucking tampon. There was no connection at all. It was my GPS even stopped working. And I thought that wasn't even a signal thing.
Did it really?
Yeah. Yeah. So fucking explain that to me.
Did you know what you can do?
What?
This is going to refute what you've just said, and I'm not trying to be contrite. So you remember when I had my engagement party and then I did a road trip with Tom, took him back, him and Ginny back to Sydney, and then Rachel and I went up to Byron and then we went up into the Gold Coast, whatever. Mm-hmm. On the way back, because I didn't want to use all my data, that's another thing. Like you get unlimited data these days and you used to shit yourself about getting 5 gigs.
Yeah.
Anyway, what you used to be able to do, and I'm sure it still works, is you can go on Google Maps, load your destination and then turn flight mode on and it preloads the whole destination, including all the roads and everything. And then it'll guide you the whole way without using any internet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can't get stuck even if the internet fails.
Yeah. Unless you switch your phone off.
So have you done that over and over and it's actually worked?
We did that the whole way back from, I think, where were we? Like Kingscliff or something like that, up on the near Byron Bay, all the way back to Adelaide.
So the only thing that would really fuck you up is if they just had a car
by a truck.
They have like a car crash or something's happened on the maps that.
Oh, like if there's a road closure or something.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be live, no.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting, though.
That is interesting, yeah. Okay, I'll probably never use that, but I need to.
I wonder, where do you get the best full country coverage of internet in the world? Where would you reckon it would be? It would be like Norway or something. It would be a country that actually cares.
Is it the UK?
Nah, I reckon it would have to be
Norway. Oh, you don't have a fact here?
I thought you had an answer for us.
No, I'm just speculating.
It was definitely not anywhere near us.
You reckon it'll be the UK?
UK or the States, I reckon. One of those two.
UK's still got vast open spaces. I don't know.
Don't know. Mate, it's a Google. It's a Google.
It won't be the US. No. I'm going to find out.
Okay, you do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, so you found it.
If you could pick somewhere where you thought that it won't be, where would you pick?
Zimbabwe.
What the fuck?
Is that what you're thinking?
Is that what you were thinking?
I'm so disappointed we didn't say that at the same time. It's a rare. I just thought of a random funny country to go, oh, Zimbabwe. And Dan, that would have been funny.
And then it turns out to be Zimbabwe. Is it Zimbabwe?
No, it's not Zimbabwe. It's South Korea. South Korea ranks first in the world for the best mobile internet. It's got the highest average speed and the best coverage. Mobile data speeds reach up to 93.84 megabits. Bits per second, and South Korea 4G covers 97% of the entire country.
Wow.
That's an Owen Wilson. Wow.
Not 97%.
Now compare that to North Korea. I bet it's vastly different. It's like cell phone, what's that?
I can't be bothered.
We'll not do that. We'll probably get fucking.
You're not allowed to have a cell phone.
You get hunted down and killed for searching North Korea.
We'll get cancelled for the second time.
Speaking of reception and all that sort of stuff. Do you know my internet went down for the first time since I've lived here last week? And we have the local community forum where everyone comments. People were losing their fucking minds.
Oh, so it wasn't just like your house. It was like the whole suburb.
Yeah, and obviously everyone's on their phone using their cellular networks. But like it was like Telstra, Belong, iiNet. Everyone, it'd gone down. And it was down for about 45 minutes. But
45 minutes of fucking mayhem.
I know.
What do I do with my life?
But it was interesting because the post had about 85 comments and half of them were like, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, like I'm relying on this for health reasons. I need, you know, this. When does anyone know when it's going to be back up because I need to do this? But then there were other ones like, oh, I can't fucking play Warzone now for like 4 hours and I've got to go to bed. Oh, what are we going to do? People lost their minds. They don't know what to do. The thing is, if there's no internet in the house, you've got normal TV. That's it. You can't stream Netflix. You can't stream your Stans and your Blands and your Binges.
Yeah.
It's all gone. It's normal TV or talk to your family. And that terrifies people.
It does, doesn't it? That's what I was saying last time about wouldn't the world be better if we didn't have phones and reliance on internet and stuff like that? Talking to people.
Okay. What would you do if you didn't have, let's say, no TV, no internet for the whole day, but you had to stay home?
I'd go on runs and I'd probably jerk off 3 times.
To what?
What two?
My imagination.
Oh, my God. That's a good imagination.
What about you? What are you going to do?
I'll play drawing pictures with my boys.
For how long?
Jump on the trampoline.
Yeah, okay. So you got a few things.
Two at least. Mm. Throw the ball around. Play with toys. Yeah, do heaps of stuff.
Read a book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
I started
one.
Reading a book the other day.
Yeah?
About 65 pages in. Great book.
And what is it?
It's called Lost Connections.
Oh.
By
that's
Hari.
So funny.
It's exactly about all of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you not bring that up earlier?
Because.
That's funny.
I haven't finished it yet.
I've recently got onto Audible, which is like the...
Can't do that when the internet's broken, mate.
...thing you listen to. Mm. But I just want to say, like, isn't it crazy how the one great thing in life you can do is read a book that isn't to do with... technology. And now they have that for that as well.
Hey, you just made me think. Do you think reading a book versus listening to a book gives you a different experience in the way that you picture things?
Okay. One thing I will say is for someone that has a hard time concentrating and paying attention, Audible is actually really good because you can sit, lie there and just listen rather than concentrate to like hold a book up and read.
Yeah.
I hate to say this because people shouldn't be listening to Audible. They should actually be reading a book, but I'm just being honest.
It's sort of like that whole thing with when we were talking about Titanic. If Jack didn't play the role and someone else did, would the thing have been better? Yeah. It's like if you'd read the book yourself without someone else's tone and their, you know, because you might read a word differently with a different tone.
And if you're listening to an audible book that you really want to hear, but the person translating it is fucking got a shit voice, you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
A lot of the times it's a female voice or a male voice.
Yeah.
A lot of the times they get the author to do it, which I think is cool.
Like Edgar said that he wanted to do his own, didn't he?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the author had like a little lisp or something though?
Well, this book that I'm reading, the author, he's got like a almost like a Muppet's voice. Like,
oh, do you really know? I didn't remember that.
And when I'm reading the book, all I can picture is I can hear his voice while I'm saying the words. But I don't think if I was just doing Audible, I don't think I would absorb it all as much.
You don't reckon?
Nah. Something about it. Like, it's too easy to tune out when you're listening to. If it's a whole book, that's
because
a long
your eyes
time.
Are doing something else. Is that?
Yeah. And if you lay down and close your eyes, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah, you would too. You're a real sleepy sleeper.
Very much so.
All right.
Very much.
Okay, so one last thing I want to talk about tonight. I don't know what your thing was about, but you'd mentioned this before in our podcast list about slow-mo. I think yours cricket related?
More than likely, being the time of year it was, yep.
But anyway, it frustrates me that people get so infuriated from the sidelines of a sporting game about a decision that has gone to a third umpire that has 15 clear angles, isn't drunk, and can see something as clear as day and makes a decision on it. And then what do? They start arguing, oh, fucking boo. And I was thinking, I've watched a lot of sport on the weekend. There were about three or four things that happened and I thought, yeah, that's definitely high tackle or that's definitely, you know, free kick to whatever. You see the slow motion and I'm fucking very, very wrong.
My thing is this. It's not exactly what you're talking about. Do you remember when they brought in those like crazy good slow-mo cameras in cricket? And you went from
like 1 million frames per second.
Yeah.
You could literally, the ball was going so slow and then they hit it and then watching someone dive for a catch.
You're
thinking, how good is this? And then they go to do a review on a run out and it's like the most pixelated pile of shit fucking camera angle. And the frames is like one frame, the bat's here and the next frame, the bat's there. And you're like, you can't actually discerningly tell when the bail came off and when the bat crossed the line.
Speaking of technology and angles and camera setup, why are surveillance cameras so bad? Like black and white, pixelated, skipping, like at your work, why are they so bad? Like there's no in between. Like we've got such good technology. When someone robs a bank or a cafe or whatever.
Or Pokemon cards.
Yeah, you look at the footage and you go, hang on. Why can't this be better? Why can't we actually get a good shot of this person? You always see this blurred image and the frames are skipping and there's all this stuff happening. You're like, technology in 2022, we can A, look at a nick behind court. We can find out who's responsible for robbing this fucking bank.
Do you know what it is? And it's my theory.
It's money. It costs more money to run.
Not necessarily. It's the opposite. Like, I remember I think the system we got installed was like probably 10, 20 years after like the good surveillance stuff started coming out. So it was better.
Yeah.
But you go to like older buildings that have spent like 15 grand on, you know, 16 cameras and a whole surveillance thing. I don't think they want to upgrade it because they think it's going to be expensive. Now you can get fucking infrared cameras, like four or five of them for like $180. They're cheap. I just don't think people know that like – they can replace them. And maybe it's too much effort. I don't know. But I think it's just old technology that's been sitting there and that's like, so that's just what we've got. Why replace it? It still works, but it doesn't work. Like you said, it's like can't see number plates, can't see faces properly, blurry as fuck. As soon as it gets dark, like people go invisible.
I just want to be able to see when there's a run out, a clear distinction between when the bat has crossed the line and when the bail's
cut. Or when someone touches the ball in footy. And it does that.
Yeah.
Well, Ben
you see the finger go
Keys
back. Must
on the weekend. Adelaide Crows player, Ben Keys. His own player has kicked the ball towards goal and he's dived to try and catch it. And he's just flicked it with his hand. He knew he'd touched it. As soon as he went to ground, he grabbed his head and he put his head down like, far out, what have I done?
Was there sufficient evidence to say that he did?
The camera angles on it were dog shit.
Yeah.
You got 15 cameras at a ground and they were... This is what I'm talking about. If it was in that really crystal clear ultra high definition, slow motion, million rates of minute, second, whatever it is, you could have caught that he touched it.
He gave himself away.
Yeah. He did.
By reacting the way he did.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I just...
I would have said if they called that a goal, I wouldn't have had a problem.
So does this give merit to the opposite of what I said when I started this, is when people are complaining from the sidelines, even though they've got none of that technology in front of them and they're still complaining, do you just shut up and just leave it to someone that actually has it in front of them, whether it's in or out or on or off?
When does it stop? Like some of the calls that you see, like pushing the back calls, you're like, are you kidding me? There needs to be someone that can overrule that crap.
It's like the tennis with Kyrgios. The ball was out. Did he have any?
There was no Hawkeye.
Oh.
So it's in a lower level tournament that he was playing.
Okay.
But his argument was, it's a fucking clay court tournament. You can see where the ball has landed.
Mm.
You can see it. It leaves a mark on the clay every time it lands. And he's like, that one isn't touching the line.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Well, and then the umpire said, actually, you're right. I'm sorry. He's like, you just cost me $80,000, mate. So... fucking want to be sorry. This is a joke.
Sorry because I'm not good enough at my job. Ugh. All right, fact time. Let's move on. Hit me with
your best fact. Fire away.
Rick, have you got something first up?
Yep, this is a really short, sharp and shiny one. The world's youngest population is in a country called Niger.
N-I-G-E-R?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Nigeria, but they got lazy and took off the IA.
Yep. How old do you think this population would be as an average?
Let's go 21.
Oh, I'm going to say 42.
14.
What?
Half of 42? Niger's population is 14 or younger, and the median age, which is the middle, is 15.
What?
Wow.
Is that Neverland?
How is that even possible?
Okay.
Hang on.
Well, I've got something that's even more impossible, right? And I want Dan and Rick to go head-to-head again. How many bones in a human body when they're born?
256.
206.
You're trying to cheat, aren't you?
I saw it.
Well, you're wrong because you looked at the other number. Babies have 300 bones.
Oh, that's
by the time they're an adult, they have 206. So you develop less bones as you grow older, as that happens.
So I'm right in the middle.
Don't ask me how to explain it. Dan, your turn.
They fuse together.
Yeah, that's
right. I think we've done this before.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I learn something new every... Well, I learn something new, then forget it, then learn it again.
Okay. This one's just a fact, really. Okay. What do you think the shortest living animal in the world is? So, alive for the least.
Oh, the male. No, I got nothing.
He's got nothing?
Praying mantis.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to
say.
No, not at all.
I was going to say the praying mantis.
The shortest living animal in the world is the mayfly. Its entire lifespan is 24 hours. That's fucked.
That thing better get a good 24 hours. What's it getting up to?
Not much.
Does it get to party?
Okay, the mayfly.
Take me straight to your dealer.
Just gets abused by the wife, the female version.
Okay, the mayfly reproduces and then dies during that short 24-hour period of life. Some species of mayfly only live for 8 to 10 hours. That's fucked. Before you even know what's going on, you're dead.
You get born. Well, no, you get born, you have to have sex, and then you die.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Wow.
Oh, it's not great.
Crazy shit.
What if it's a bad route?
Oh, that'd be horrible.
A few hours later, you're dead. You don't know
it. You don't have to worry about it, do you? Don't have to be sad about it anymore. All right, guys, thanks for that. See you later.
I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.